Unit 9. Lesson A. Reading and Listening. Activity 4. Passage A.
A single user, single task operating system is designed so that one user can do one thing at a time. Because it has a very small footprint, it is often used for small devices, and the Palm OS for handheld computers is a good example of a modern single-user, single-task operating system.
Passage B.
What about Windows? Surely that's multi-everything.
No, not at all. Windows and the Macintosh OS are both examples of an operating system that will let a single user have several programs in operation at the same time.
Yes, I can be writing a note in a word processor and downloading a file and printing something all at the same time. Isn't that multi-user?
No, it's multitask. We have to differentiate here between multi-user operating systems and single-user multitask operating systems, which can support networking. Windows 2000 and Novell NetWare can each support a large number of networked users, but the operating systems themselves are not true multi-user operating systems.
No? Why not? Several people can use them at the same time, surely.
In reality, the system administrator is the only user for Windows 2000 or NetWare. There's just one user, a sort of super user, as it were. The network support and all of the remote user logins are just programs run by the administrator. It's a kind of trick to make multitasking seem like multi-user.
Passage C.
So, multi-user systems. As you might think from the name, a multi-user operating system allows many different users to use system resources simultaneously. The operating system balances the requirements of users and ensures that each of their programs has sufficient and separate resources, so that a problem with one user doesn't affect the entire community of users. Unix and mainframe operating systems are examples of multi-user operating systems, but the most popular today is the open-source system, Linux.